Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we know from experience that the intermittent spots of good weather we're getting right now, this is probably the summer, let's face it. So whenever you get a chance now between thunderstorms, you should be ready to do your summer entertaining. And who better to advise us on that than broadcaster and the king of hospitality himself, Noel Cunningham, who's on the line from Donegal. Good afternoon, Noel.
Good afternoon, Brendan, from a very sunny, bright blue sky Donegal. And lovely to talk to you and your listeners.
Noel, I feel if I were to unexpectedly drop into your house this summer that you'd never be caught short like the rest of us. You'd have something in the fridge ready for entertaining, would you?
I most certainly would. There's always sort of a few key ingredients you keep there. And, you know, at a moment's notice, if somebody shows up, you can rustle up. And, you know, we get all so stressed and so concerned. Kiss, keep it simple, stupid. So many things we can do so easily because, as I say time and time again, when people come to your house, they want your company. Therefore, they don't want a frazzled, sort of anxious person trying to cater. Pre-plan, organize it, and you're ever ready.
Okay, so what are you keeping in the fridge for surprise guests?
Well, for surprise guests at any time, any cold cuts, there are any number of wonderful shops, supermarkets, delicatessens. You go in and you buy some beautiful Italian cured meat, some beautiful Irish sort of cured hams and cold turkey and, you know, some cold... There's no excuse.
We can buy such lovely stuff these days. You're right, like, yes. That. It's all there. We don't need to be stressing out. But I believe with a bit of notice... If I told you I was coming, there is a signature Noel salad that you whip up.
Oh, and it's so easy. You know, you just put this massive bowl of salad in the middle of the table with some lovely crusty bread, you know, some, you know, garlic bread, whatever is your preference. You just get a huge salad bowl. You just fill it with salad items, assorted lettuces, tomato, celery. I always put apples, some bananas, some water chestnuts out of a little tin from a delicatessen. You know, they just give crunch and they give sort of that beautiful bite. And then just some gorgeous tins of tuna. You have various tuna available in supermarkets and in delicatessen. Some have a hint of chili in the oil, some have brine, some have oil. You toss that in at the last minute, give the salad a good toss, add a little bit of dressing, and may I just say, don't panic if you've never made a good salad dressing. There are hundreds of them on the shelves in the shops. And, you know, if you're stuck, a little bit of balsamic vinegar or wine vinegar, some olive oil, a little teaspoon of French or English mustard, put it in a jar, give it a good shake, you know, sprinkle it over the salad, toss it, sit your guests down, open a couple of bottles of Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc, some jugs of fruit juice for the children. You have a banquet there to enjoy without the slightest hint of stress.
Yeah, and you know, actually that kind of simple entertaining is so sophisticated as well, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And do you know what's so lovely? You know, I just get this huge smorgasbord, for want of a better word. I put some, you know, smoked mackerel. I put some prawns. I get some of those lovely Italian charcuterie and sort of make little rosettes from them, dress them onto the board. Some olives, some beautiful, you get these gorgeous little peppers stuffed with cream cheese now with a hint of paprika.
No, we people will never cook again. Like, you're now giving us everyone permission not to bother. So listen, in terms of, you'd be into now kind of the atmosphere and the mood and a few frills at the table. Like, if we're dining outside, do we still need to kind of make the effort with the table and that?
Oh, for heaven's sake, absolutely. I get so stressed when people don't make the effort. We buy with our eyes. We want atmosphere. We want to hear the birdsong. But go into any store now, the hardware stores, you can buy strings of lights that you can sort of string between sort of shrubs in the garden. You can buy lanterns that you stick in the garden and light them. You can bring a speaker on to, you know, the windowsill from inside. We all have, you know, we have a full-blown orchestra on our mobile phone. Why not use it? You know, and dress the table beautifully. Dress the table as if it were inside. Proper glasses, proper china. It doesn't matter if you have to load the bloody dishwasher three times. Who cares? Because I am not one of those where the disposable plates, the disposable, even those sort of so-called kind of heavy-duty plastic ones, I can't bear them. They spoil an evening. Make it as elegant as possible. Do it in advance. Make a trifle. Get some strawberries. Marinate strawberries with a little Cointreau, some castor sugar, some tinned peaches with the juices drained off. Leave that in the fridge. Serve it with clotted cream. You know, just put a bowl of cream on top of boiling water. Stir it gently until it starts to clot. Put it in a bowl in the middle of the table. I'm telling you, you'll have friends for life and it's no bother. Make the trifle the day before, no bother. You know, it's just, you know, we just overstress because, as I say again and again, people want your presence. You to be the host or the hostess with the mostest and sit down, have a glass of wine, music playing, the barbecue going, pre-cook some of the stuff in the oven, finish it off on the barbecue, put the baked potatoes in your oven a couple of hours before, put them on the side of the barbecue to keep them hot, some garlic butter that you can go and buy if you don't want to make the darn thing. You know, it's just all pretty simple.
You have a baby potatoes recipe for with a barbecue, a very simple one.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. Just parboil some baby potatoes, add to that some vinaigrette dressing that you'll get in any good store. Chop some shallots, in they go. And if you want to sort of be a little bit adventurous, put a little bit of apple or celery with it, you know, toss it, serve them warm on the side. Or if you don't want to add any of those things, even just warm, hot baby boiled potatoes that are in the steamer, on keeping warm in the kitchen, take them out at the last minute and just drizzle them with real butter, with chives chopped into it or spring onion. I mean, they are divine, and they make a meal. For example, the salad that we spoke about earlier, if you have that with those baby boiled potatoes that are lathered with lovely creamery real butter and shallots,
okay,
or
no,
spring onion, divine.
We've less than a minute left, but I need to know, what are we wearing to garden parties and informal summer occasions? Men will be breaking out the cream linen suits now.
Now, men, please, if you are wearing shorts and a T-shirt, I love you forever. Don't team it up with a pair of regular shoes and a pair of socks. You look ridiculous. Go and buy a pair of sort of flip-flops or little sort of moccasins, or get your partner to go and buy them for you. Ladies, very simple, a nice little summer dress, very casual, very relaxed, very chilled out, no dressy up. You're not going to a formal dinner in a person's house. You're going for this gorgeous, casual, loving, fun evening beneath the sky with just nobody could describe the beauty of such evenings.
Yeah, I think we're all thinking the same thing now. We want to go to Noel's house for that party.
Most
Noel Cunningham, the host
anytime.
With the most. Thank you very much. And